3 years ago, we lost Michael Jackson.
The Tom Joyner Morning Show remembers the king of pop, Michael Jackson. Born Michael Joseph Jackson in Gary, Indiana, he was the seventh child of the famous Jackson family. Michael became famous at the age of 11 when he and his brothers signed to Motown as the Jackson 5, setting a chart record with their first four singles going number one on the Billboard Hot 100. While still singing with the Jackson 5, Michael also did a solo project and a movie score. Jackson 5 dominated the early to mid-70s with chart-topping albums and sold-out concert appearances around the world. And in 1975, the group left Motown for CBS Records, changing their name to the Jacksons, thus giving Michael the opportunity to write and produce. Let's dance, let's shout, shake your body down to the ground. Let's please, please, let me show you. In 1978, Michael Jackson played the Scarecrow in the movie version of The Wiz, where he met Quincy Jones, who produced his next solo project, Off the Wall. In 1982, Michael Jackson teamed up with Quincy Jones again to release the album that won him 8 Grammy Awards, stayed on Billboard's top 10 for a record 80 weeks, and was the biggest selling album of all time. Michael Jackson's videos were works of art, and he opened the doors for black artists to get their videos played in the early days of MTV. Not even Michael Jackson could top the Thriller album, but he continued working. He did duets with Paul McCartney, and he teamed up with Lionel Richie and Quincy Jones to produce the We Are the World project. Michael Jackson leaves behind a catalog of music that the world will never forget. The way you make a man feel, the way you make you really turn a man yours. You've been hit by a smooth criminal. Thinking about my baby, it don't matter if you're black or white. That's why I want you to know, I'm starting with the man. Remembering the king of pop, Michael Jackson, on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. You're just another part of me.
3 years ago, Sybil, June 25th, we lost Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson. Still unbelievable.
I know.
It is. It is, man.
And yet life goes on.
It's still unbelievable. And I hear that the Jackson Unity Tour is a good show. They played...
Well, it's not that bad.
Yeah. They played Maryville, Indiana. Damon was the MC.
MC.
And they said it was a good show.
They didn't have
very many people in seats because they only advertised at the last minute that they were doing Maryville, Indiana. So, yeah.
Now, was this after they did, weren't they supposed to start in Canada or something?
Yeah, they had to cancel some earlier dates because of the album. But I understand it's a very good show, and I support.